you've got some beans out of the garden, and they're the kind that you have to, you don't eat the outside, you have to take the beans out, what would you say that you're going to do with them, you know, to get them out?
Oh, you shell them. They're lima beans.
Okay. What do you call that? I think I've heard you say that. Let me make sure this is right, though. A large, yellowish, flat bean that you have to shell.
A yellow bean?
Kind of yellow. I think the ones you grow most of the time are not yellow, but you got some green ones, and you also have spotted ones.
Well, they are lima beans. Shell lima beans.
Okay.
We have, you're talking about the spotted ones. They are called the colored lima beans.
Alright. What about the kind that you can so much of? What kind of beans are those?
Oh, the snap beans.
Okay. What was that that Claire went up to the garden to cut the other day and she cut the wrong thing? What was she planning to cut?
Poor Claire, she went to get some turnip greens and she came back with collard greens.
Okay. What's the green stuff that you put in salad? It comes in heads too.
Lettuce.
Okay. If you had two bunches of lettuce, you got lettuce here and lettuce here, you'd say, I have got two
head of lettuce.
Okay. I don't know if you ever do this or not. If you had two boys and three girls, you have...
I would have five children, wouldn't I?
Yeah. Would you ever speak of them as heads?
As his?
Heads.
Heads.
Like heads of children?
No,
Well, I usually think that's cattle.
Uh-huh.
Now, have you ever heard anybody call them heads?
Call children heads?
Yeah.
No, I never have.
Okay. Let's say somebody, a neighbor or somebody of yours, had lots of kids. Let's say they had about 10 daughters and 10 sons. You'd say, he has a whole...
I would say they have a large family there.
Okay. They have a large family. They have a... See if you can fill this blank in. They have a blank of children.
They have a lot of children.
Okay. Do you ever use the word passel?
Mm-mm.
Never heard of that? Never used that word at all?
Mm-mm.
Okay. What do you call the outside of the ear of corn that you have to take off?
That's a shuck.
Okay. If you got, what do you call that process of taking it off? You say, I am...
shucking it off.
Okay.
I did that today, Nita.
You did?
Shucked that corn today.
What'd you have to do after you shuck it?
Well, after I shucked it and got the silks off, then I had to clean the silks all off of it.
What's the silk?
Well, I don't know what it's really called. I call it the silk, but you got to get all that off.
Yeah, then you little hairy stuff.
Yeah, and then you wash it, and then you cut it off, cook it.
Okay. When you finish, you got your ears of corn. What do you call the kind that's, that you can eat on the cob?
That's corn on the cob.
Okay. What other kinds of...
Cream corn. Mm-hmm. That's what I made today. Cream corn.
Now, I've heard Grandpa lots of times talk about your garden, and he'll say, He doesn't say you got a crop of corn up there. He calls it something else. What's he call it? The corn.
A roastneer patch is what he calls it.
Do you call it roastneers, or did it just kind of stop with him?
Well, we just have a garden now, so we call it corn. You know, we'll say we got corn, we have beans, we have lima beans, we have peppers, we have this, that, and other in the garden.
Uh-huh.
If they say, what all have you got in your garden? We name over all this corn and all this stuff, you know.
So if you're going to refer to it as roasting ears, then you're thinking about a big patch of nothing but that, right?
Roasting ears means that it is at the right stage to gather and eat.
Oh.
Uh-huh.